Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore positive. We are positively taking the show on the road, eating some crab cakes. It's baseball season. Luke and I have got our passports out. We are headed to Toronto, Canada. I'm going to have some poutine. We're going to watch some opening day baseball. We're also going to be getting the show out on the road. We're at Pizza John's in Essex on Friday with the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. I will have the Magic 8-Ball Scratch Off. It's been a lucky batch. We're also going to be down at Fadley's on the 2nd of April for the second Orioles game. That'll be a Wednesday afternoon against the Red Sox. We'll have giveaways. We'll have crab cakes, we'll have shrimp salad, we'll have all that good stuff. Sometimes even get some of our Cop and State partners to join us down at Fadley's. Right now, we're going to be joined by our friend Janisa Lashley, who I had a chance to meet. She's the Associate Vice President for Institutional Advancement. That is a very, very fancy title that I'm going to get to the bottom of. But she was nice enough to invite me with Joshua and the group down to Cop and State for their holiday party. I'll tell you what, that was a couple months ago. I feel like I met everybody at Coppin. And then I got invited back 2 weeks ago for Hall of Fame. And my buddy Gary Digital Williams went into the Hall of Fame. And I went over for the games that day. And the men, the women, everybody was playing. You need more parking over at Coppin. That's my institutional advancement, is I couldn't find anywhere to park. I had to park over McDominay and walk over. How are you? I know it's
Good
been a really
morning.
exciting time at Coppin, right? You got a lot going on over there.
It is. Thank you so much for having me today. Good morning. Yes, I think you also came during homecoming, which is it's our 125th anniversary year. So our turnout this year was amazing. A lot of alumni, community members, our partners came. So that's why the parking was a little bit tough.
Nobody
But
told me to get
and
there early. I did not get the memo on that. I was just coming for the basketball, and I'm like, I was there when Angel Reese was there, and it wasn't crazy like that. And I'm like, this the homecoming. It is a big, big thing at Coppin for people to come back. And I know you're very involved with alums. That was a beautiful thing that went on over there 2 weeks ago. But it's the kickoff of a whole bunch of things that Dr. Jenkins is excited about.
yes, absolutely. So this year, being that it is our milestone year of 120 years for the university, we have the opportunity to think about so many things. It is also the 5th year of President Jenkins here at the university. It is our campaign, the Be More campaign. It's our capital campaign, which is the largest for the in university history to date, which is to raise 25 million by 2025. So you're hearing a lot of fives. You have the 5th year for the President Jenkins. You have our 2025, $25 million campaign by the end of this year, and then the 125th anniversary. So with all of that, yes, our events this year are going to look a lot different, very much elevated, making sure that we're honoring our past, but also looking toward our future. So, our classic events, such as the golf tournament, our gala this year, they're going to be moved to the fall. But throughout the summer, we have a summer concert series that happens June, July, and August that is open to all community members. It is a really great time for alumni to also come back to campus to hang out. There are free concerts. We have food trucks. We could have some crab cake trucks this year,
Hello,
or
that'll get me down there.
some amazing things to, again, and make people remember why Coppin is here, remembering all the great times they had as students or as community members, and just spend time with us. This is a really good year for us as a university. We are doing a lot of amazing things across the campus. Our enrollment is up. Fundraising is amazing. We have a really great partners that we're really thankful for who continue to support us, continue to support our students in so many ways. And also new buildings are coming online to make sure that we're supporting the increase in influx of people coming to campus. So I will make sure we put parking lot as another thing for us to add in addition to a new dorm. We got to figure out how
You just
to
got to get me there earlier
capitalize.
is what you got to do. That's just, I gotta wake up earlier in the morning next time there's double basketball games, homecoming and Hall of Fame breakfast, all of that good stuff going on. Janisha Lashley is here. She works at Coppin State, and I should say this to you. I mean, I've talked so much about HBCUs, and we had the anniversary of the Big Fang Mitchell 15 beating the 2 a couple of weeks ago, and I shared some old pictures from 1998. I'm not even sure if you were with us in 1998, but barely. But I was there with the how basketball players. And this time of year with March Madness, people think about sports and different things like that. But I would say for you, I looked at your background a little bit. Not everybody went to an HBCU that works at an HBCU. I see you have Boston College in your background. I just want to ask, you've worked at Coppin 3, 4 years. Give me your perception And I don't even, you're not from Baltimore, maybe, but
I am from Boston. I
you're from
am a
Boston.
Boston girl.
So what does a Boston girl know? First off, the Red Sox, and you can't have my crab cakes and Fadley's if you got a Red Sox hat on 2 weeks from Wednesday. But what does a Boston girl who went to Boston College know about Coppin or in regard to HBCU and perceptions and realities? Because you did not go to an HBCU.
I would say coming from Boston, so very sports heavy. I'm very more of a Celtics fan, Red Sox, of course, but I think I also come from a town where we're used to having so many parades between all our sports teams throughout the year. So I do love Boston dearly to my heart.
Well, the Patriots cheated. You know that. I mean, I'll just start with that, right?
We can't talk about that. I have, I would say, since converted to a Ravens fan in the last 2 years since I came here.
Look at
Part
how
of
beautiful you're gonna look so much more beautiful in purple. I promise you.
it.
Purple brings out royalty and everyone looks beautiful in purple. Trust me.
I think the Patriots also are just not where they need to be. And I think once Brady retired in general, everyone was pretty much it's open to all Boston fans to decide if they would like to continue or open to another team. So at that time, I luckily was moving here to Baltimore, but HBCUs in Boston are not big, right? We don't have any in the city, and Boston is very much a very big college town. So as a first generation college student, it was very much more or less stay in state, and there's so many options for us to choose from in state options. But I learned about HBCUs more after college, transparently, being that there's not many students that I grew up with or within my hometown who went outside the city for school. But coming to Baltimore and learning about more of the HBCU culture, and the experiences that students have with this more familial energy in a college campus. They have a lot more traditions. I would say it's been amazing to be a part of. One of the things that Coppin is doing is having, it's called Expand Eagle Nation, where they're creating some articulation agreements with colleges that don't have HBCUs in their state. So students can have in-state tuition if they're out-of-state students. So they have had partnerships with Colorado, for example. I believe it's been only about 2 weeks that they signed an agreement with a community college in California. So being able to bring the HBCU energy and knowledge to other states that have one HBCU or less is something that has very been piloted by Dr. Jenkins and his team to make sure that we are being able to educate others about the HBCU experience in cities like a Boston and Massachusetts is on that list too of states that don't have that opportunity or have that HBCU culture accessible for students.
What is that culture that you find that you come in? What makes Coppin different than a young lady like you that went to Boston College or went somewhere else and worked in other places that drew you to the gig? But now that you're in the gig, and again, I said I saw you back at the holiday time. I've been on the campus. I go to the campus several times a year in different ways in basketball, and Ruffin has me over. Dr. Jenkins has had me over. When I hear about the familial feeling of the campus, I sort of feel that as a visitor when I come onto campus, whenever it is, ball games, we've done swabbing over there for the bone marrow registry, just a lot of ways. It does feel very welcoming, and it does feel like people know each other and they're welcoming with other people. It's a smallish campus that really plays well because of that, I think. You don't feel swallowed up when you're there.
Absolutely. I think because we're a smaller campus than a Boston College or some of the bigger universities, you do have the opportunity to really get to know the staff, you get to know the coaches, you get to know your professors a little bit more deeper. You learn more about like specific opportunities for you as a student that can encourage you in your career pathways. I think they have a lot more scholarship opportunity as well for students. So they're not leaving school in debt because of that. But I would say in general, the thing about Coppin is that everyone really much takes care of each other, whether you are someone who works in facilities, someone who works in IT, someone who works in the cafeteria or in athletics. Everyone pretty much is, everyone's going to hold the door for you. Everyone's going to make sure that if they see you struggling or visitors on campus and don't know where the direction to go to or where the building is, someone will stop and make sure you're okay. And that doesn't typically happen on every big campus. Some people just will, direct you and point you to the right direction rather than escort you to where you actually need to go. And I think that's like the difference of a Coppins campus compared to others that I've been on. That makes us a little bit more, I said that like that familial energy, but also very caring. I feel like there's a lot of care when I think about our alumni who come back. They are very lively. They love each other. They love sharing about their past experiences, but they also love having a good time. That's why I think about during our past homecoming this February, they had our largest turnout for all our alumni events through the happy hour, which was at the Horseshoe Casino this year, which I think in itself will bring people out to have a good time.
Oh, hold on!
But
What is this? I got to get my dance card out, my calendar. What's this?
that was it passed during homecoming week. The alumni had a happy hour at the Horseshoe Casino.
Okay.
They had events called Beats and Bingo where you come to campus and you are playing bingo based off of the songs that you're hearing. So that was a very unique experience as well. They loved it. But we also had an opportunity to honor some of our alumni and some of our donors who have given to the university and make sure that they can meet some of the students who are really feeling the impact of their generosity.
Well, I had Hall of Famer Gary Williams, who I've known for 25 years, a longtime guest of mine here during his digital boxing days. We call him Digital because his name's Gary Williams. He got confused with the basketball coach, so we had to come up with it. So he's Digital Williams. I had him on 2 weeks ago talking about not being able to park over there to see him get honored. This 125 you have going on, and I could sit here and read from the press release, and I can also read this. There's a statue over on campuses. It was in me to get an education and to teach my people. This idea was deep in my soul. I love that. That's a beautiful thing. 125 years. You've worked at the university a couple of years. This is the big one, right? I mean, I had a 25th anniversary last year. You can see I'm 26 on my oyster. I didn't know what to do after 25, so I'm like, we're going to celebrate 26 too. And I said, we need a logo for 26. My logo artist is like, you don't do a logo for. I said, we do, because once you get 25, you celebrate them all. You get to 125, you celebrate them all. You've been here a long time, and there's a really deep tradition about Coppin that I think people in Coppin know, but I think it's incumbent upon me and you to sort of spread the word about 125 years. That's rare and unique.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel very honored to be present here during this milestone year for Coppin. In my last 3 years here, the university has changed significantly in a matter of years in terms of the growth in students, the growth in support and generosity and philanthropy. I think that the things that are happening this year, something that's happened already in honor of 125th, they did a president's unveiling of portraits, which is now in the president's outside the president's office in the library of our university, where they are able to honor all the presidents who have worked at Coppin to date. This year, we also have a 125th anniversary event coming up in April, that will I'll keep it under the wraps for now of what it will look like, but it is going to be an amazing time again, making sure that we're honoring the past, honoring our past professors, presidents, all the different people, alumni who have contributed to Coppin in many different ways. I've learned so many great stories about through this experience as we're capturing on our social media, if you're following us on LinkedIn and even on Instagram and our many different platforms, Facebook, Twitter, they are starting to do some stories of, they call Be More Stories or Her Story or His Story of alumni, professors, community members who have all different impactful experiences at Coppin, students as well, current students of what they're feeling. So in the marketing and branding, social media wise, you're seeing what Coppin is like over the as we look back in our history, but also our present. For our event wise, we are elevating some of our events, adding a little bit more this year, but also making sure that we're expanding. We want to make sure that outside of the Baltimore Coppin community, we also are bringing people here from out of state, as we said, to get the energy of Coppin, to feel us as a hometown city. in the hometown university. So we're truly excited about what's on the rise. So I would just give you a quick list of all our events that are coming up down the pipeline for 125. So we have our April event that's coming up. I would say make sure to look around the city. Some of the city will be lit up in different ways in honor of our 125th anniversary event.
Is that blue and gold? If people see blue and gold somewhere, they'll know it's you, right?
They will know from
See, that's
our
better than
lovely
Towson and
partner.
UMBC that does black and gold, because that's too much like the Steelers for me.
Yeah.
So blue and gold, I'm good with that. Looks okay.
Blue. Yeah. So we will, you'll see more coming out between this week and next week about it. But yes, the city will be lit up an honor for our university event. As I said, we have summer concert, which will have a crab part to this year's event. So I'll share with you more about which one of the summer concert series and entertainment that we'll have
Oh, you're
that.
having a crab feast?
Hello?
Does a
Yeah,
girl
it'll
from
be.
Boston know how to eat crabs the right way, or is you two lobstered up and clammed up? What's going on?
I can say I'm learning transparently. I am more of a crab legs. I have not done the full crab
What?
experience
You
yet.
speak like you don't work at Coppin and you're not in Baltimore. I have not eaten the thing. When you start doing little pinchers and stuff, I'm like, I got to get my girl over to Costas is what I'm going to have to do here.
I don't know what that one is, but I've
Well,
gone to Cece's for I mean Poco's.
so
That's the
with
one
Coco's,
for
I'm at Coco's,
crafting.
I'm at Coco's tonight if you want to stop by the way. But they don't have crabs, they have crab cakes. It's different. They pick it for you. We gotta roll our sleeves up, Boston girls, and like we gotta get in there and get busy with
Yeah.
it. So
Be different.
I did a crab tutorial, and if you're on Facebook, you can look this one up.
Okay.
About 4 years ago, 5 years ago, it was right before the plague. We shot a little video because Don Moeller, former Baltimore County executive, was telling me he's from Catonsville. I'm from Dundalk, East Side, West Side. So we got a thing going on. And he
Yeah.
watched me eat a crab, and I was schooling this young lady at Fadley's at Lexington Market, and he said, "You're doing this wrong. You're opening. You're showing her the wrong way." And I'm like, "What do you mean a wrong way to eat a crab? Even 10,000, I've been eating crabs my whole life." He said, "You're doing it wrong."
Yeah.
So we had a little camera, and Damie from Fadley's, whose mother is world famous, she invented the jumbo lump crab cake, by the way, Damie Hahn's mother, at Fadley's. So she put her hands in, and I have a video of me and her hands and Matt Gallagher, who used to help run the city with Martin O'Malley. And we did this video, and I've never seen a crab done this way. So it was new to me, and I'm
Yeah.
old. And she showed me, and I'm like, "Well, that's the damnedest thing," because the legs came like lollipops off the crab where you would eat them. They were like big clumps of crab meat. And I said, "I've
Yeah.
never seen that before." So we videoed it. I cut my hand open, bled all over the place trying to do it her way. And I put the phone in my pocket. And about 3 days later, I found the video of me eating the crab. My finger was still bleeding. And I'm like, "I'm going to put that up." I put it up. It's got 4 million views on Facebook on how to open and eat a crab properly, and it's still not the way I know how to eat it. I've never done it the way she showed me, even though 4 million people have seen it, but it's
Yeah.
apparently the right way if you're from Catonsville to eat a crab. In Dundalk, we just beat on it. It's Christopher Columbus. We beat on it, find it, look for the meat and all that. So I'm going to teach you the Dundalk way if you hang with me. If you want all
Yes.
that hoochie gucci West Side thing where you cut yourself, you go do that. But you need to have some crab. If you're having a crab feast, I can't have. Janissa Lashley is here. She's got a fancy title, Associate Vice President for Institutional Advancement. I can't have you not knowing how to eat a crab or give that yucky look at the crab feast for 125 for Coppin. So I'm going to, that's personal responsibility. I'm going to teach you how to eat crabs.
I appreciate that. I will take that on. I promise you I'm not posh, but yes, I'm used to lobster and
You
lobster
can't eat a
breast.
lobster posh unless you just get the tail. Right, but if they bring you a whole lobster, you got to get a bib. You get those little cracker things. We don't have any of that. We have a hammer, just a hammer and a
Hammer.
little and a butter knife is all you need. You don't even need the
Yeah.
butter knife, really.
I used a cracker for the legs. Like I said, I mostly get the crab legs
Well,
from
listen,
Moe's. Moe's, I like.
you're a Boston fan. You've had a lot of angst lately too. You haven't won lately, so we have to. This will get all of that energy out. So 125, your crab feast is in the summer. You're doing all. It's a whole year. Like this goes all the way to next March, right?
We are stop. Our main events will end in the end of this fall. So we have after the summer concerts and the crab feast and all the different things, we have our golf tournament, which is support of our athletics that happens in September. at Turf Valley. And then we have our annual gala, which will be our third one for the university. And that is at the Baltimore Waterfront Marriott. And that is in October. And it's an honor. This year is very special. We typically have had our gala in May, but this year, the birthday of Fanny Jackson Coppin, the namesake of our university, is October 15th. And usually during that week, we have what is called I Love Coppin Week, where students have different events on campus. We have alumni come back in honor of Fanny Jackson Coppin. So the gala, which is our names, are one of our biggest signature events. This year, we expect closer to 900 people. Last year was about 750. Our first year was 550. So steadily increasing to make sure we are expanding our reach, but also the excitement that we're seeing from the community to come to the event. So it'll be in October, and it'll be the end of what is called Fanny Jackson Coppin Week. So again, it's going to be a really awesome time to honor some of our distinguished partners throughout the year, some alumni, some of our philanthropic partners, some of those who are just been leaders in Baltimore that we've seen and want to recognize, but also an opportunity for, again, our students to share with our community a little bit about some of their paths, but also be able to meet a lot of the things we want to make sure is that with any of our partners, whether you're alumni, individual, corporate company who has donated to Coppin, you have the opportunity to truly meet our students. You're truly being able to understand why they are at Coppin, how your giving is impacting their lives. And these are the different ways I would say, when you asked me earlier about what makes Coppin unique, I don't think that's something that most universities will do. Of course, you'll get something in the mail of saying, a thank you for your gift in different ways. But I think we try to make sure that we're intentional every season to make sure we're making that meet and greet with our donors and with our students so that we are also allowing them to network, allowing them to understand the different career paths that they can take, but also be able to truly meet the people who are helping them get through their college
If
career.
you have been tuning in here on the radio the last couple of weeks, you probably heard some Coppin basketball, the ladies, the men, the MEAC tournament. We have been the proud partner of Coppin State for 14 years now, running all the athletic events. This year, we stepped it up, Coppin stepping it up 125 years to talk about other things going on and off campus, and 125 years in a big celebration. And I must say, Janisa Lashley is our guest here today. Your gift to me, my gift to you was teaching you how to eat crabs, especially if you're going to live and work in this town, being from Boston, of all places. But I am not familiar at all with Fanny Jock Jackson Coppin, and if Dr. Jenkins had texted me 20 minutes ago and said who was Coppin named after, I'd be like, I don't know. I got to Google that. So when you started giving me the Fanny Jackson, I had to Google. Fanny Jackson Coppin was an American educator, missionary, and lifelong advocate for female higher education. I did not know that this was female-based. I thought it was African-American-based, HBCU, female-based. One of the first Black alumni of Oberlin College, she served as a principal for the Institute for Colored Youth in Philadelphia and became the first African-American school superintendent in the United States of America. She passed in 1913 at the age of 76. That's a quite a an advanced age at that point for anybody, and founded the university in 1900, 125 years ago. So, born into slavery. Wow, what a story! You're gonna be telling that story all year. That's a great story, right?
In honor of Women's History Month, I think it's right on time to have this conversation. But yes, if you knew Coppin started as also as a teacher's college, so it makes a lot of sense of her trajectory and how Coppin has progressed in that way. Our education and College of Education is one of our most beloved colleges of all the ones that we have. I would not Many of our students who are in the College of Education also have the privilege of being out in the community and going back to their local high schools to teach as part of their practicum. But also being able to, one thing you always hear from alumni is that their educators throughout the year, that's why they came to Coppin. A lot of their teachers growing up in the many schools across the Baltimore City they learned at Coppin and got their bachelor's from us. So that is a story that I would say it's another unique thing about Coppin where many, I would say, students and are not would not be able to say that all the majority of their teachers were taught at Kauffman.
Well, no better advocate than having a teacher say, "Where'd you go to school?" "I went to Coppin, had a great experience. Go over there."
Sure.
125 years they've been doing over to Coppin in West Baltimore, off of North Avenue. Stop by, see them, go to a game. Softball season's up, so I got to get Sherm. I know Ruffin will be excited about that as well. They have sent us
Yeah.
Janisa Lashley today to talk about all of the great things that are going on in 125 years. She is the Associate Vice President for Institutional Advancement and Future Crab Eater and Learner for the 125th anniversary. Janisa, thanks for getting up today and spending time with us and educating us. And I will see you at one of these concerts or one of these galas. I got 5, 6 months to work on the gala, so I got to get the tuxedo together and make sure I get all the cat hair off of it, make sure I'm working the right cummerbund and tie. A pleasure to have you on, and crabs on me. Count on it.
Thank you. I appreciate you. It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
All right. My thanks to Dr. Jenkins and everybody over at Coppin for making the magic happen around here. Support Coppin and CoppinStateSports.com for all the things they do there. Games are on here, although we had a lot of basketball on here the last couple of weeks, if you hear it on the radio side. And you can always participate. And if you look up, be like the bat lights. If you see the blue and the yellow around town, that's Coppin State and the Mighty Eagles. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking. Baltimore positive and learning stuff and eating crab cakes.